it a silver lining of the pandemic, I guess, that we had to brainstorm, Diana and Sophia, with their creativity, had to come up with sort of like a gathering space that is safe and yet available to all. So we started with the students at Thomas Gregg because, to, you know, we are an organization that serves students, and that is our strength. Really, the heart of this started with students and then broadcasted to the community, inviting them to participate in this, what we call multi-sensory outdoor installation.
Sophia, what will you take away from this project that may wind up in your art in the future?
Well, this was a really a challenging but also exciting experience. I had to come up with the way to distribute materials so it would be safe. So I've prepared over 500 envelopes with little bottles, so every child would have their own individual art materials so they don't contaminate. So this was something interesting, and I might just try to see how I can use it in the future.
Diana, was the music that you created specifically because of the whole mood of the pandemic and the feeling that everyone is feeling right now? Or is it something that's really a part of you no matter what's going on?
I think it's a little of both. I think you can't help but be affected by what's going on in your own personal life. A lot of the music that was created was really inspired or directed by what the students gave me. I had an idea of what I was going to do, but then when I got the material from the students, it really shaped the music video and the music that I created. It was really wonderful to work with the students, and they were very brave. They didn't know who I was. I was wearing a mask. I was wearing a face shield. I asked them to do something kind of strange for them, and then they gave me this really wonderful musical note and they were all very different. And so when I put it together, it just formed as I went.
Ploy, do you see similar installations like this in the future for Arts for Learning and perhaps other neighborhood community art spaces?
Definitely. I think that is always in our mind as we develop partnerships all over the city, if not outside of Indianapolis. And something definitely good can come out of it. And hopefully in better times when we're not restricted with a lot of things when it comes to gathering, and when safety protocols are lifted and we could all be together again. This exhibit obviously would look different, but now, even with that limitation, we have some exciting stuff prepared for the community. Both Diana and Sophia thought through how we could keep it safe and how to direct the participants' view so that they could experience the installation fully. And we're excited to open this to the community very soon.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it, hearing it, and sharing something in the arts community very safely. Thank you, all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.